welcome to the Blues Weekend Update, brought to you by the Yarra Valley Country Club. Carlton didn't manage to get up against Collingwood on the weekend, falling to the old rival by 20 points. Speaking to Carlton Media post-match, Aaron Mullett said despite the loss, the Blues put in an enormous effort.
The effort in the tank was outstanding. Obviously disappointing with the result. To come that close and not get the win, it would have been a really hard-fought win. With a few blokes going down early, and I thought a few of the younger boys stepped up and showed a little bit of grit to get through, and we pushed them, that's for sure.
Midfielder Matthew Kennedy said despite losing Levi Casbolt, Lachie Plowman and Matthew Cruiser to injury on the day, the Blues were able to cover for those absences.
I think we just sort of had to work together. Makes life a bit easier out there through voice and communication, and make sure that we got the rotations right, the ones that we did. So I think everyone sort of dug deep, worked together and sort of worked really well.
Assistant coach Dale Amos was on hand after training this week to give his take on the round 14 match. He said there are a number of players who shunned the Blues.
On the weekend, I think, clearly Cripps and Charlie Kerno were standouts in terms of their performance. 20 contested possessions for Cripper around the ball and capped it off with three good goals, which he's been working really hard on in terms of his goal kicking. And Charlie Kerno, I think, obviously everyone saw his high marking, but his contest forward of the ball, particularly with Levi going out before the game, extra ownership on his shoulders, I thought he really promising in terms of what he was able to do up forward.
First-year player Paddy Dow was another exciting performance out of the game. His efforts were recognised with a Round 14 NAB AFL Rising Star nomination.
Yeah, it's a massive honour to be able to get recognised for this award, the nomination for the round, especially after a great game against a quality side like Collingwood on Sunday night. Especially it being against Collingwood, there's always a big crowd and it's a special moment against playing for Carlton and playing for the team, and yeah, it was a pretty big moment. So
Carlton now looks toward its round 15 game against Port Adelaide at the MCG this Saturday afternoon. It marks club warrior Cade Simpson's 300th game in the Navy Blue. He spoke with media this week about the incredible achievement.
I'm a little bit embarrassed, sort of join the names that I am joining in, Nichols, Silvani, Bradley, Dool, like not only Carlton royalty, but legends of the AFL. So yeah, I probably won't totally sink in, but just looking forward to and trying to embrace the week ahead.
Carlton could regain a number of players for the milestone game. Head of football Andrew McKay gave an update on players in contention.
I've got a number of tests at the end of this week to see whether the players are available. Obviously, Mark Murphy's been out for some time with that plantar fascia. He'll be a test at the end of the week. More recently, Levi Casbolt from the weekend, he'll be a test with that finger. He'll make sure that's right before he's available. Caleb Marchbank's been out for a little while with that ankle. He'll be a test at the end of the week as well. And Matthew Cruz is the other one that we need to test at the end of the week. So hopefully all or a couple of those people are available at the end of the week. We'll have to stay tuned for that one.
Jared Pickett starred in the Northern Blues' exciting win over Collingwood in the VFL on the weekend. The 21-year-old made his return from a fractured scaphoid through the VFL over the past fortnight. He caught up with Carlton Media about his hopes of pulling on the Navy Blue again.
Yeah, so hopefully I get my chance soon in the ones. I guess it's just have a bit of patience, I guess. If it's not this week, then I just got to keep pushing again and keep playing some good VFL footy, I guess, and hopefully my chance comes soon and it'll be pretty exciting, I guess, returning.
Hyundai Open training is back on Friday from 10:30 a.m. The Carlton shop will be open and stocking all of the exclusive Sumo 300 merch for fans hoping to pick up theirs before Saturday's game. Barclay Smokehouse will be providing a free barbecue for all supporters, so be sure to come down, grab a gourmet sausage and get a signature from Sumo before the huge match against Port. The game kicks off from 1:45 p.m. on Saturday at the MCG, and as always, you can follow all the match action at Carlton FC on Twitter. That's all the news we have for you this week. We'll catch you next Thursday with the Blues Weekend Update.